Page 240. Activity 2. Taking notes on wedding preferences.
Okay, Katsu, to get started, why don't you look at this list for the wedding ceremony? And let me just ask you, first of all, if there are any items that you have really strong feelings about, like you absolutely must do this or you absolutely refuse to do that.
Well, I really don't want a religious service. I think a big traditional American service would be very strange for my parents. So I'd prefer to get married outdoors, in a garden or something, and have a justice of the peace perform the service.
Okay. Have you and Sandra discussed a date?
Not an exact date, but we agree that we'd like to do it in April or May.
Got it. What else?
I'd like it small, just our families and close friends. And informal. I don't want to wear a tuxedo, and I don't want bridesmaids and all those extra people. I think it would be nice if each of us walked in with our parents, and that's it. I really want to honor my parents at my wedding.
Okay, Katsu. Obviously, you know that Sandra's family is Christian, and they've been in America for generations. So, let me ask you, is there anything from that tradition that you really like and would want to include in your ceremony?
Let's see. Well, I'm sure Sandra will want to wear a white dress, and that's fine. And, I don't like organ music, but maybe we could have a flute and a violin. Something soft like that.
And what about Japanese culture? Is there something you'd like to include from that?
Wow, that's a hard question. I've never been to a traditional Japanese wedding. But I know that in Japan, purple is like the color of love, so maybe Sandra could carry purple flowers.
Okay, Sandra, to start off, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Katsu. Look at this list of items in a typical wedding ceremony and tell me if there's anything you feel very strongly about.
Well, I've always dreamed of having a big traditional wedding, you know, in a church with an organ playing and bridesmaids and groomsmen and a beautiful white dress. But that was before I met Katsu. His family isn't Christian, you know, and my family's not super religious either, so maybe we could have a garden wedding instead of a church wedding. But I'd like my family's minister to perform the service, and I definitely want my father to walk me down the aisle, and I want my little cousin to be our flower girl. I guess the most important thing is to be able to include everybody. My family is huge. And I want to invite them all.
So you want to wear a white dress?
Of course.
And what about Katsu?
He hates anything formal. It's fine if he wears a suit.
Okay, Sandra. Tell me, do you like the color purple?
Purple? At a wedding?
Katsu suggested you could carry purple flowers. He says that in Japanese culture, purple is the color of love.
Purple. That could work. I love irises, and maybe the bridesmaids' dresses could be violet.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. What about music?
Well, if we're outdoors, then we can't have an organ, can we? So, how about something soft like classical guitar or flute?